Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
There's no better weekend than this weekend and the Met Series to get people back. Because it was a great crowd yesterday.
It was a 1 o'clock game on a Wednesday, and it was packed. I said to Joe, so we've probably done, and there's an obvious reason for this, but over the years, the midday show now, we've probably done like 25 of these games with listeners. That was the most crowded one we've ever done.
Now, there were,
and they're
like,
usually night games is the point, but it's because the team hasn't been good and people haven't been there. But still, a 1 o'clock game on a Wednesday was the most crowded game we've been
to. Now, there were like 10,000 kids.
There were. We saw that.
There's a lot of kids.
We were there early, and Jack and I were like, wow. It was like, literally, like, from, like, almost all the way from first to third to one. But it was really from, like, behind home plate to third base, full of kids.
Yes, a lot of kids.
Unbelievable.
Very loud.
Very loud. Very loud. Excited to see themselves on the big screen.
Yes.
Let me tell you that.
Hard not to be. So,
no big deal to us.
Yeah, agreed. And I think that right now, like, there's going to be a belief that they're going to turn around because of what they did last year, right? Like, that's just buys them time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I do
and
think,
a belief in the clubhouse, too.
Exactly. But I think there was a large majority of the city, I would say, that was like, here we go again.
Well, like, we did the poll yesterday on our show before the game. Straight up, do you think the Phillies will make the playoffs? We did it before the season. It was like 93% yes or whatever. 60% people said no yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's a big turn in terms of belief just based off that start of the season.
So if they go out, we're asking for a split in Atlanta.
We can't ask for more. I mean, 3 or 4 would be. Come on.
Yeah, we're back at the World Series.
Yeah, just don't lose ground. That's all we're asking.
Yes, if they split, whatever. 3 or 4 is a parade down Broad, and then the Met Series. What, like, this is the time to get everyone back. And the good part about where the Phillies are right now is that they're only 3 games under .500. You know, so, like, compared to last year, 22-29, they don't have to make up a 7-game
deficit. True.
I don't think they play good baseball.
I really think they're lucky. Like, not lucky, but, like, 3 games under .500 for the baseball we've seen this year, like, it feels like it should be worse.
There's been, I think they've played 5 good games.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the way I feel, man.
I think there's been 5 games where I'm like, good win. Like, yeah. that's what I expect.
You're right.
And the other thing that, you know, I keep coming back to, and yes, it's the, and I know DeCamber gets killed for this, but I do agree with him from a standpoint of, like, the third wild card does breed mediocrity.
It does.
But also, the Phillies made the World Series last year,
and
so whatever.
So it's good for the sport. Like, more people should be interested, and
it's good.
It helps. I get it.
It's whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, I get it. It devalues the regular season and all that, and it does make it. It's like a safety net for teams that it does. It's frustrating because you want to be like angry that the Phillies are ruining their season, but instead it's like, they're only a couple games out of the wild.
And the other thing it does do is it makes the trade deadline way more interesting.
It does, because there's so many more teams.
Last year's trade deadline was awesome.
Was the best I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
But they're 2 games out of the wild card right now, and the teams ahead of them are the Pirates, Giants, and Marlins. Like,
the Diamondbacks.
I can't. Yeah, but for the third wild card.
Pirates, you're just talking about for the third. I thought you were talking about teams in front of them in the wild card.
No, because
then the Mets are up there, too.
Correct.
Yep.
So they're 2 games back from the third wild card,
yeah,
which is occupied by the Pirates.
Yeah.
Which, like, they're a good story.
Done. Well, that's why I think the Diamondbacks, of all these teams that have kind of started hot, I think they're the only one that has any chance.
I like the Diamondbacks.
I know. They're legit. Like, they're a good baseball team. Yeah, they're young. They got a lot of talent. Like, that could be real. But, like, look, could the Marlins hang around and be a 500-ish team and maybe get 83, 84? Sure. I think they could be in that range. But, like, the Marlins are not a good baseball team, and the Pirates are falling away. They're not. It just is what it is. Cute story. It's going to end. I mean, the Cubs have already started to fall off. The Giants are the Padres. I mean,
they're the ones.
They're the you
but
know.
There's always something weird about them. I know they
made the NLCS
last year, but there's always something weird about them.
They're just off.
Yeah, they are. Although Soto's starting to hit home runs, which is scary.
I mean, you didn't think he was going to suck forever, right? I mean,
well, he wasn't. He was still hitting or whatever, but it wasn't like he wasn't hitting for
power.
He
wasn't Juan Soto.
No, he was not Juan Soto. Speaking of the Pirates, I texted you this over the weekend. It is crushing that I have no shares of Mitch Keller.
I know. So Jack has like, loved Mitch Keller.
I said on this podcast, which people still bring up to me, when he was bad, by the way.
Yeah.
I said, I think he's the next Granky.
Yeah. And he was bad.
He was
that
so
was like
awful.
His first stint up. He was like an 8+ ERA over like a month and a half. He's been awesome.
It's crushing.
He's legit.
It's crushing.
Yeah. Well, you were right though. You can at least take.
Yeah,
take
but
that
I was.
To the bank.
Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
You're not benefiting from it.
No,
which is a bummer. Trust me, I know that feeling.
It is a bummer.
Like when you're in on someone for years and you're like, this guy's gonna be great. I mean, and then you don't get them when they actually break out. It is soul crushing.
Yes.
Yeah. I get that.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
I got enough.
Yeah.
Although Jesus Luzardo is blowing up our.
I know. It's like, come on, dude.
Our lottery ticket. Anyway, the Braves series. So
yeah,
can't wait. It's like
anyway.
The worst part about this, James, is that like this happens every time they win and every time they have a comeback win is like all I think about the next day is can't wait for the Phillies game.
I know.
And then what usually happens is they go out and lose.
Like, and you're like, God, that was not
why.
Fun.
That's why. But I think there's just too much here. And like it was disheartening seeing the bottom of the lineup the other night be Cody Clemens, Sosa, and Guthrie. It's like, really, that's not what I signed up for.
But, you know, to be fair, I mean, Cody Clemens has been all right. Man.
I know.
He's got like one of the highest OPSs on the team.
Yeah, he's got the second highest.
Is it the second highest?
No, I think he has the highest.
I mean,
but it's
he's
not unqualified.
Good.
It's unqualified.
Yeah, but he's been pretty good. You know, like, look, I'm not a Cody Clemens fan. I don't think he's the answer. I don't think he should play every day or anything like that. But like, you know,
would you put Hall in the lineup over him?
He's a major league player, I think. I didn't think that before.
Would you put Hall in the lineup when he's healthy over Cody Clemens?
Yeah, I would. I mean, it depends if Clemens. I just don't think Cody Clemens is going to keep hitting.
No.
But like, yeah, ride the hot streak, man. He's fine.
Awesome.
The best Clemens ever.
Yeah.
You know, as far as I'm concerned.
Can't think of another one.
No.
Can't think of another.
Only one I know.
Yep. So,
Two games out. I like that attitude. All right, I want to look into the Braves series in a sec, but just a couple things from yesterday or the Diamondback series in general. But something you talked about last pod prior to yesterday was your concern about Ranger and maybe there's kind of a book out on Ranger. What did you see? Because obviously he struggled again yesterday. Did that jive with what you saw yesterday, A? And B, like, you know, I know it's no spring training and all that, but at what point do we start to be concerned?
Yeah, I actually thought yesterday was a step in the right direction.
Oh, good.
I know the one inning was terrible. Like, I understand that. But I thought he was getting more swing and miss. I thought he was locating better. I thought he had better command. He flipped a couple curveballs in for strikes, which I think is going to be important as we go forward here. So he's pretty much just pitching spring training right now, which is frustrating to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where I feel like a month, two from now, when Ranger kind of gets rolling here, like, oh, remember he's terrible for his first three starts back? Because he didn't have a spring training.
He didn't.
I mean, he had a couple of rehab starts where he's pretty
good.
And
he's not Bryce Harper.
He's not Bryce Harper. Few people are. So I thought yesterday was actually closer.
Good.
And I think that, it's speaking of fantasy, yes, I used a waiver claim on him. And
ooh.
He's blowing me up in the last, you know, the last like two starts. So like I need him to turn around. But I legitimately felt like yesterday was moving towards getting back to being Ranger.
All right, and the other one from the series, Wheeler. We talked about that game. That was the most frustrating game of the series just from a, you know, go down early, battle back, get within a run, then Zach Wheeler allows Pavin Smith to hit one to I curse. The next month, like next week, you know, just to, that was a tank shot.
Yeah.
And then we score another run, and then they give up another. It just felt like it was like Zach struggled, man. It was a frustrating Zach Wheeler start. It didn't feel like he had that kind of, even when he doesn't have it, he kind of has like a toughness out on the hill where you feel like he's going to battle through, and it just felt like he didn't have it.
Yeah.
I'm just fixing my mic a little bit. I threw you off that much?
No.
I'm thinking about all the bleeping I have to do now that you said all that stuff before, and I'm cursing over here because I get all fired up.
There's three bleeps.
I mean, that you get it. That Pavin Smith shot was,
no,
it was bleep worthy.
Especially because Pavin Smith stinks.
Exactly. Like, Ben, that is a bleep worthy comment. Anyway, go.
Anyway, it feels like, does it not feel like we're getting the 09 Hamels?
It does.
Wheeler
year. Yeah, a little bit.
Where it's like pitch a ton of innings deep into the year and can't bounce back.
Yeah.
It's
could be.
It feels like a couple good starts and then a step back, which is, you know, not what you want from your ace. So it wasn't like, again, it just it doesn't feel right. Like nothing feels totally right with him right now. And he didn't have any, he had one strikeout until the sixth inning and then he struck out two guys there. The problem was like the sixth inning looked dominant. And I was like, might as well keep
Well, at that point, yeah.
Keep rolling them out there. Yeah. You know, why not? So, yeah, I just don't – the scariest part about this team right now, at least pitching-wise, is that you don't really know what you're getting out of your two aces. You have no idea what you're getting out of Taiwan Walker.
Oh, my God. It's like as Jekyll and Hyde as it gets.
You have Ranger.
Don't have a fifth starter.
Ranger's working his way back. Hold on. Dylan Covey's heating up.
Yeah. I was about to say Covey. That was the best. I was like, it wasn't a start, but that was like the best adding we've seen from a starter in a while.
It was insane.
Was it six innings, one run? It was great.
So you have no idea what you're getting out of four of your starters, pretty much. Then the bullpen right now, it's like either shut down or blow up.
More shutdown, though. The bullpen has been good.
It has been good.
I don't think we can rip the bullpen that much.
It's not ripping. It's just, with Sir Anthony, I don't know what I'm getting.
Yeah, well, that was a weird one. That was a really weird outing the other night.
Soto, I trust more than I don't, but there's still that feeling of like.
I think Soto's one of those guys, he's going to look awesome for eight outings in a row, and then he's going to come out and have a complete and total blow up.
Kimbrel's been good.
So that's where I was about to go. I was like, Kimbrel's been like very good. And the control, the velocity. And like yesterday again, like that's hard for a pitcher, right? Like the umpires are arguing, there's this and that going on. You're just kind of trying to do your thing out of the mat, especially Kimbrel, who seems like he locks in his zone and does his thing and all that. Like, I was really impressed with him yesterday. Like, that was a big spot after the Turner homer. Like we just talked about, if you lose that game, that Turner homer loses all its luster. It's like maybe it helps Trey a little bit, but it's not a potential pivot point for the season. You needed Craig Kimbrel to go out and shut it down, and he did. He's been really good.
Yeah. So. There's a lot of inconsistencies here with a lot of the pitching staff right now, and hopefully they can get on a roll and get going here. The one thing about the Wheeler start and definitely Tuesday night, I've never seen so much like soft contact, I feel like, and unlucky stuff happen to them. Like, I mean, they a ball bounce over Cody Clemens' head.
I feel like that's happened a few times with Wheeler. What was it, the White Sox game? Was that the one where it was like he gave up the four runs, but like none of them were like more than like 90 miles per hour for the bat, or remember that?
Something like that.
I feel like he's had a few days like that where it's just kind of been like single, double,
yeah,
good contact, you know?
So, but it was the whole series too. I mean, the whole series is like, that ball's down the line.
No, you're right.
You know, like a bleeder falls in front of Schwarber. Meanwhile, like Schwarber hits the ball later in the game Tuesday, and it's like, how's that not fall?
It's hung up just long enough.
It was Monday they played bad and Wheeler wasn't great. Tuesday felt unlucky.
Yeah,
and then they came back and won yesterday. So all hope is not lost.
God, what a big win that was.
Yeah.